Shoot the Breeze this morning with the Mixed Morning Crew. I'm going to be reading a conversation I had with Marcel Levine from Belleville. Marcel works at Hastings and Prince Edward District School Board. I'm going to be talking or reading what we actually talked about a week and a bit ago.
Oh, you had it transcribed, did you?
No, I'm just going to read. It was a quick conversation we had on Facebook Messenger, so I'm going to read what, because it's relative today.
Okay.
All right, so who wants to start?
All right, well, I'll go first.
Yeah.
So we might soon be eating fish from a laboratory.
What?
Maybe you might be.
Yes, okay. So you know how they made Beyond the Meat? You can find it now in any average burger store that you want. And that was made in a lab. So yesterday, for the first time, scientists unveiled grouper fish that was made in a laboratory. No word in yet how the grouper fish tastes like. It was unveiled in Israel, but it's got good reviews. And they said, obviously, now they're going to cut the costs back to make it more affordable for everybody. So, yeah. So food science.
Don't like it.
Sounds very cool. I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure you might be skeptical, but yeah. Beyond the Meat has taken off, and I'm really sure that fish will soon.
All right. What do you got, Jeff?
And since our last news cap, Joe Biden has announced he's going to run for president again in 2024. And if successful, by the end of his second term, he will be 86 years of age.
Wow.
I'm not sure how that's going over within his own Democratic Party, but he is the incumbent.
Yeah. And last night in Tampa, the hero was Alex Kerfoot. He scored the big goal for Toronto Maple Leafs in overtime. Locally, the Trenton Golden Hawks were in a playoff, Game 3 against Collingwood Blues. A kid by the name of Jordan Fuller had the winning goal. So here's your Fuller story. Marcel Levine lives in Belleville, is from Whitney, Ontario. So a couple of weeks ago, I sent him a note. Hi, Marcel. Hope you're well. Fuller kid with the Golden Hawks have any connection to Whitney? Hi, Sean. Yes. Jordan is Shane Fuller's son, and he's from Whitney, Ontario. I said, nice. Is he related to Travis Fuller, that played in the OHL.
Right.
With Barry. He says, yes, they're cousins. And I said, are they connected to Glenn Fuller? I played with him for years in the Tri-County League in Bancroft, and Glenn is from Whitney. And he said, yes, they are. They're all cousins. So there's your little Fuller story.
Yeah, you're just Fuller of it today.
Well, you don't want to get,
don't laugh,
you know,
at that, Marianne, please. Don't.
The full story, so, yep.
The Fuller story.
The Fuller story.
But there's this kid playing for the Trenton Golden Hawks, and there's that hockey family all coming together.
Yeah, literally and figuratively speaking.
Apparently, there aren't a lot of Fullers in Ontario. They're all related.
Well, no, it's just that I played with these guys, Jack from Whitney, years ago, Fullers, and they're all good hockey players, and I was at a game one night with the Trenton Golden Hawks a few weeks ago, and this Fuller kid seems to come up big because I think he scored a couple weeks ago in overtime.
Well, he's scored 5 already in the playoffs, so it's been big for the Trenton Golden Hawks. Winners last night, Game 4 is tomorrow night in Trenton.
So they're smiling in Whitney, Ontario this morning. Jordan Fuller, one of their very own, with a big goal. Thank you to Marcel Levine for that. Now you know, ancestry.ca
story.